Rotifers, whether they are friends or foe of mosquitoes, this is the topic of my presentation today. During our routine surveillance of mosquito in Cape May, New Jersey, we came across with numerous individuals of mosquitoes infested with minute organisms, which were nothing but rotifers. People might be knowing about these kind of associations, or they might have seen that with mosquitoes, but this kind of association has never been reported when we scan the literature. So this could be the first report. If I missed any report in the literature, that could be my negligence, but so far I don't know anything like this ever being reported. So that generated our interest. Thinking about two important questions, that if there is any relationship of rotifers with mosquitoes, then what is that relationship? And if there is any significant relationship, then how best we can exploit this relationship, maybe for the biological control of mosquitoes. So these rotifers are small organisms measuring between 100 microns to 2,500 microns. And they are commonly known as wheel animalcules because the anterior part of the rotifers have a corona. And corona has a big wheel containing cilia, which is generally used to grab the food. And most of them are freshwater inhabitants. They are herbivores, they may be bacteriovores, some of them are predatory too. And they have incredible reproduction rate, because of which their population has been estimated more than 1,000 individuals per liter in any pond. And of course, I mean, they play an important role in the energy flow and nutrient recycling. A little bit about the structure of rotifers. As I told you, that they have corona in the anterior region, and this is basically the corona where that wheel of cilia is present, and then they have mastex. That helps in the digestion of the food, which has trophi. That's basically the grinding organ in mastex. And of course, the posterior part, the posterior region, has a foot with toes. These rotifers attach themselves with any moving object or a stationary object, and they secrete some kind of adhesive secretions which helps them to remain stick with the organism, and that's why they were attached with the mosquitoes too. Now, we were able to identify three rotifer genera, not a species, and those belong to Floscularia, which is really a very peculiar and interesting characteristic, which you can see here on the antenna of the mosquito, and then Calicotia. They are little, you know, smaller than Floscularia, and they have stalks. So that's basically the characteristic of Calicotia. And the third one is Keratela. It's more like other rotifers, but they have spines in the anterior region, if you see over here. So this is just basic classification of three types of rotifers we encountered with different mosquitoes. And when we scan in all different mosquitoes, we found that most of the rotifers were attached to the anterior and the posterior regions of mosquito. Most of the head hairs, the head brushes, as well as the breathing tube. And that makes sense, probably because these rotifers also feed on mosquito excreta, the larvae excreta. And also also attached to the head hairs, because that part mosquito larvae used to feed. So that makes sense. And this one is just showing, you know, in the middle part of the body, and you don't see that much of rotifers attached at the abdomen, as you saw in the anterior and the posterior parts of a mosquito. Again, it's Floscularia attached with the abdomen, and again, that makes the difference, you know, in the number of the rotifers attached in the middle or the anterior and the posterior part of larval body. This is the same picture, but it's on the gill, so I've separated, dissected a gill. And these are all rotifers. They generally appear transparent and white, but this is just the effect of different filters I used to highlight the impressions of rotifers. And I also found them attached with the egg of the mosquito. This picture, if you see, there are many of them. They're attached, you know, themselves, and they are able to stretch to approach the food, and they grab the food and come back. That's basically the basic mechanism of rotifers. And I found them inside the egg too, where they remain attached with the egg. They came out of the egg, searched the food, or found the food, and they go back. This is just a magnification of the corona showing the ciliary wheel. Again, I mean, it's the aggregation of rotifers here. It's the same picture, but it's under different, you know, lights and magnification. It's Aedes vexan. It's again the same, just with the black background, you'd be able to see some structures here. It's the magnification of this. Now, this is what I said that has an interesting and peculiar characteristic. This is attached on the breathing tube. Floscular area is a deloid rotifer, and it has a significant characteristic that it forms a kind of a shell around it, and it has a shell forming gland in corona which secretes some kind of secretions and which bind all these small small globules, and it forms a tough shell around it. That helps, first of course, protection, and the second thing is that once that helps basically in the development of these rotifers. So you can see this under different magnifications, just a low, and then you can see here, and this is at the highest magnification. And again, this is the anterior most part showing corona. So this was basically a preliminary study, but we did collect some data on that. And we found that during early season of mosquito, there were plenty of rotifers in different ponds, especially freshwater pond and vernal ponds. And that again makes sense because these rotifers are quite capable of resisting dehydration. In a recent report from Cambridge, the scientists have shown that they have a copy of the same protein which helps them in dehydration and also in revival as soon as they get water, which is really a very interesting mechanism. Though a lot more is to be known, but that is why that they appear in thousands in the beginning of the season, because of the water, because of the snow melting, because of so many reasons. But once that pond is dry, the rotifers are gone, but they can come back again as soon as that pond is filled up with water. So during early season of mosquito, we found Aedes canadensis heavily infested with rotifers. And that could be one of the characteristics that anybody can say, oh, look, this is Aedes canadensis. And there was very significant difference in the number of rotifers attached to canadensis and other species of mosquito. During late season of mosquito, again, I mean, they were present, but not as much as they were present during early mosquito season. And they were found attached with Aedes vexan, which is a multi-voltine species. I think that could be the reason that why they were attached, or why the number of Aedes vexan was more than other species here, though many of them are still multi-voltine, but they certainly showed some kind of preference with these mosquitoes during early and late mosquito seasons. Now we have a big marsh area in New Jersey, in Cape May, New Jersey. So our curiosity was that whether they are present in marshes or not. They were not, because we did not find any species infested with rotifers, neither belonging to Sorophora or Toxorhynchitis or Wyomia. So we concluded that rotifers did not appear to harm mosquito larvae at this time. It could be just a nuisance. They may be a part of larval food. Yes, they do, because larvae feed on rotifers. The relationship between mosquito larvae and rotifers appears phoretic. Rotifers preferred Aedes canadensis and Culex pipiens. Most prevalent in freshwater ponds, as I told you, snow pools and catch basins during early mosquito season. And they may be used as live bait for larval control using BTI. This would be really an interesting point if we would be able to exploit that. Rotifers have been used as a live bait for fishes. So that's really an interesting point came to our mind, and we'll be working on that this year. They may also be used as a predicting tool for some mosquito species based on the number of rotifers. So before I end, I would like to show you a just 2 minute movie over here that how these rotifers. What is that? Is it here, right?
Issues is these things sometimes haven't been opening.
I have my flashlight. Can we attach it and open it?
Yeah, how about we do questions
yep.
And we'll try and get the movie loaded and while we're answering questions. So first of all, thank you for your talk. So once
yes, sir.
Is there any evidence that the mosquito larvae actually feed on?
No evidence, as I said, that I didn't find any.
There's a free swimming form of both species, so that would be.
But I saw them feeding on rotifers, that's why I said that. And rotifers, I mean, they were quite big enough to see with your, bare eye, not bare eye, but under the microscope. And you can see them feeding on these.
So
rotifers.
Do they feed on the sessile form or the modal form of the rotifers?
No, they feed on the moving form because they all move in the water. And why they attach with the mosquitoes? Because they want to move around so that they can grab food. So in lieu, what happens that when they move around in the water, then the mosquito larvae feed on them.
Why do the rotifers grab on the eggs? Didn't you show a picture of rotifers attached to mosquito eggs?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the mosquito eggs are not excreting or feeding, right?
No. Actually, yeah, I mean, that was the eggshell only. So one thing that, why rotifer entered that could be just use it as a protection. Second, because that's still, a stationary object, and they attached themselves, and they came out of the shell and went back, and came out of the shell and went back. You'll see in this movie that how these rotifers move in that protective shell,
uh-huh.
Right?
Sure. Yeah, it's already just click play and
okay.
We get a movie.
It's just difficult. So if you see here, there are plenty of them attached with the surface of the egg. So just need, a plate form. This is the same which you saw the. And see how it stretches, and you can also see trophi. That was just a one shot, and then I just replicated it to show you how it moves within that shell. And then that's the ciliary, movement, the corona, and how they grab food when this moves on. And these are just small globules which attach with one another, making a tough shell around rotifers. Thank you very much.